that brings us to the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings.
We have one other item.
Sorry?
And we have one other item.
We do?
We have to close the TIS.
The TIS. Have a revised agenda.
Okay.
It's in the revised agenda.
Yeah, it's in the revised agenda, because I just have the revised agenda. Sorry. Sorry about that. Okay, one other item of old business, and that is the conditional use, number 1951, Jack Lingo Asset Management LLC.
Gentlemen, for the purpose of the record, we just received Thursday late email containing our traffic impact study. So for the benefit of the commission, Mr. Robertson, I passed down a copy. As noted, the purpose of this agenda item for conditional use number 1951 is only the announcement of receipt of the traffic impact study from DLDOT based on the commission's deferral after the public hearing on January 24th, 2013. But I have provided you the traffic impact study for your review and consideration, and I note that by announcing receipt of the traffic impact study, the report, the record remains open for written comments only for 15 days based on that motion made on January 24th. And that would be the close of business at 4:30 p.m. on June 28th of 2013. And that there is really no action necessary by the commission. This is only for purpose of announcement of receipt.
Okay, anyone have any questions or comments? All right then.
Well, I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
So at the end of 15 days for public review and comment, this application could be put back on the agenda for voting.
You will be provided with a report of those comments that came in, or copies if you so wish, which we can do, that's not a problem. And it would then be placed on a later agenda.
Right.
At the recommendation of the commission.
Yeah. So I just want to make it clear that at the end of 15 days, we're not going to suddenly have a hearing or vote on it.
No.
Because we have to take all this information under review.
How the commission has historically interpreted that under the statutes and the code is that when the record closes, that triggers that 45-day window to act. There's 45 days after the 15th.
But I would have to I'd have to come back as an agenda item on the next available meeting, provide you with the comments, and you would close the record.
Yeah.
And then you would have whatever time necessary to make a decision. The event said typically it's been 45 days.
I just want to clarify that it's not suddenly we're going to be.
First of all, your 15 days has to run,
right?
But your record, we have to have a meeting in order to transmit that information, and then at that point, the record's closed. So it'll be 45 days from the meeting where we receive the comments. Okay, then we have 45 days after that. So absolutely, the next meeting is just going to be like this. We're going to receive information, and then at some future time within the next 45 days thereafter,
it'll be put
on the agenda for
consideration.
Yeah.
Will there be discussion on the written comments?
Sure. I mean, any time that something's on the agenda for action, for a motion, there certainly would be discussion, and in accordance with the rules, it can be either before, during, or after the motion, you know, and a second, but not after the vote. So sure, there'll be time for discussion.
But discussion of the comments.
You know, it's a pending application, so you could discuss the whole application.
Yeah, you can discuss anything you want.
There's no reason why you shouldn't
anything
do that.
You want. And,
like
and it's entirely possible that it could be put on the agenda for action, and that there would be discussion, and it could even be deferred to be acted on again at a later meeting if somebody needs time to consider what was discussed. So it's...
But just for the benefit of the public, the discussion, the hearing is closed, so it's not going to be public.
Yeah, there's no public testimony. It's just
discussion.
There's
by the
discussion. They're welcome to come. People are welcome to come.
Absolutely.
And listen.
But yeah.
You know, there won't be any more testimony taken.
And watch us on the World Wide Web.
Yeah. There you go. We're on it right now.
I think when we set this timetable up 4 months ago or longer,
none of us thought that it would be 4 months before we would be in receipt of the traffic impact study.
Well, we were pretty, it was, we were advised that it was somewhere around March 15th we should have gotten the comments.
Correct.
Which we just did get them last.
Is 3 months ago, yes.
Just to make sure that we don't get any problems, did we announce the receipt of the traffic impact study for both conditional use 1951 and change of zone?
We just did the one.
Okay, I want to make sure we do both.
Do the other one?
Yeah, right. The second item, the next item was change of zone number 1725, the application of Jack Lingo Asset Management LLC. It's an application to amend a comprehensive zoning map from GR General Residential to AR1 Agriculture Residential. This was also heard through public hearing on January 24th. Again, the purpose of this agenda item for change of zone 1725 is the announcement of receipt of the same traffic impact study from DLDOT based on the commission's deferral after a public hearing on January 24th, 2013. Again, I'll provide you a copy of the same document for both applications. And announcing again, receipt of the traffic impact study report. The record will remain open for written comments for 15 days, being the close of business at 4:30 p.m. on June 28, 2013, and that there's no action can be taken by the commission. There's no action necessary to be taken by the commission, but same basis.
Okay. Any questions on this one? All right, then. Now,